A three-year-old girl whose back teeth were crumbling and painful couldn't be treated immediately because her case didn't qualify as urgent. She's one of thousands of children around the country who are waiting months for work under general anaesthetic because the public system is so overwhelmed. Some parents are resorting to borrowing money so they can be treated privately. Rowan Quinn reports.
Three-year-old Addie talked all the time about her sore teeth. Her mother, Amanda Hines, says it was awful seeing her struggle to eat and knowing she was in pain every day.
She was crying in the middle of the night. We were just bowling through the Pamol. When she would eat something, she would have pain just pulsating at the back of her mouth. She said, "Mummy, my teeth."
She says Addie, who lives in rural Waikato, has a good diet, rarely eats lollies and only has the occasional ice cream. She brushes her teeth at night. Ms Hines initially put her complaints down to toddler teething until she took a good look right at the back of her mouth and saw her molars were crumbling away. That was in August and she immediately called the community dental service. Many around the country had restricted hours then and have since had long delays because of COVID.
I phoned and I couldn't get through to the community dentist.
She eventually got an appointment and was told Addie has a condition where the enamel doesn't form properly. She had four rotten teeth and because she's so little, she'd need a general anaesthetic to be treated. Ms Hines says she was told Addie had to come back in 3 months to be assessed again. She couldn't go straight onto the surgery waiting list.
They don't want to submit the forms to hospital. Our hospital's too busy, but there's a backlog of children. I said, okay, so now what do we wait for? What does she need to have for someone to look at her? They turn around, they said, oh, she needs to abscess at the mouth.
Ms Hines says she made a bit of noise and eventually got Addie on the list, but there was no appointment set and the weeks were ticking by. Finally, they borrowed money from family to pay about $3,000 for the little girl to be seen privately 2 weeks ago. Her case is by no means isolated. In Auckland alone, 2,000 children are waiting up to 8 months for care. In Waikato, the District Health Board says it's about 300, with an average wait time of 100 days, although some children are waiting longer than 4 months. Dental Association President and paediatric dentist Katie Ayres works in Waikato and says many parents struggle when they don't have a date for surgery.
It's really hard for a parent to see a child needing to wait when they're experiencing pain and discomfort on a daily basis.
The Waikato DHB disputes how the toddler's treatment was managed, but can't say more without disclosing patient information. It says it will contact Ms Hines to talk about her concerns and to ensure her daughter gets the right care in future. It says no child is refused a place on the wait list for oral health services. But Dr Ayres says when it comes to general anaesthetic work, it's not that straightforward.
I know that the oral health therapists are under pressure to try and reduce the number of referrals onto the waiting list because, you know, as we've seen in areas like Auckland, that the lists are just continuing to increase. So if children can be monitored and receive preventive treatment or be treated in another way, obviously that's preferable.
The DHB says it's increasing theatre time to bring down the wait list and is looking at different types of sedation that would allow it to treat children faster. Amanda Hines says Addie was better the morning after her operation and the first thing she said was, no sore teeth. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Rowan Quinn tēnei.